Yeah, it's. I think it's great. I think one thing that the hat should go off is to Vancouver and Victoria for just putting on such a wonderful event as well. I was in Victoria the other night, and the fans there were so into the game and chanting and cheering, and the stands were full. And here today was a great atmosphere. Even though Canada, is not represented here today, they're certainly represented well by their fans.
You've got one guy into the gold medal final already in Dylan Sandberg. Let's just start there. He's been a little bit of everything for the United States. You have to like what you've seen so far.
Yeah, he's a big body. He had the opportunity to win a national championship last year in college, and he's someone that's going to fit in very, very nicely into our blue line there, and we're excited to have him. He's a great kid, competes hard, can do a little bit of everything here, but is really focusing on the defensive side of the game.
And for you guys, where you are right now with your blue line, the good news is you're in no rush to get him. You can let him steep wherever that may be, and you don't feel like you need to rush him into the NHL.
Well, prospects have to take their time, and we've said it time and time and time again. They'll make the decisions for us when it comes to that. And he's still in college, and there's an opportunity that they could make some noise again this year. So we're certainly rooting for him.
The other possibility is, of course, the guy in this game, Santeri Virtanen, a fourth round pick. And again, these guys are projects when they're a little bit later in the draft, but he's shown pretty well so far.
He's battled some injuries, since the time that we've drafted him. He's had, missed quite a bit of time with various different injuries. Came and played over here in North America in the U.S. Junior Leagues, and went back playing in Finland in the men's league and having a great year. So it's nice to see, when you talk about on home soil, get a chance to see some European prospects. We have David Gustafsson with Sweden as well that you get a chance to see, here in North America. And for them, I think it's great, too. They get a chance to experience what...
What a crazy tournament, though. You probably expected you'd see at least one more game out of Gustafsson. And, of course, watching Team Canada is always just a fun thing, as a homegrown guy would attest to. But it just shows you, in an age-out tournament, anything can happen.
You have to look at it from the positive perspective of what it actually means for hockey, worldwide. And I know it's a tough pill for us Canadians to kind of swallow, but those boys played their hearts out, and they represented the country extremely well. I think it just shows, the unpredictability of the game itself, a couple of bounces here and there and single elimination games, you just never know. But it's great to see, the countries competing, and that's what the World Juniors are supposed to be about.
The second semi here with Finland, I mean, there's now a bit of a Finnish flavor to your team. Of course, Patrick Laine leading the way here. And you're drafting Christian Vesalainen as well. Is that a strength from your scouting department, or is that just the way the ball has bounced to you in draft day?
Well, certainly when you get an opportunity to draft Laine, that is something that, you falls into your lap, so to speak. And with Vesalainen, again, he fell to us when we were picking late in the first round. We've got a nice seventh-round pick that's playing with us that played in the World Juniors with Laine back when they won in Finland, and Sami Niku. So, I think it's more by chance than by design, but there's some people that joke and call it Finnipeg now. So.
A little bit of a taste for Niku just recently as well up at the NHL level. Can you shed any light on the Vesalainen situation and why it was his doing, wasn't it, to say no to this invitation for this tournament?
Yeah, so, when he played in the tournament last year and when we had talked about, his window of opportunity to go back and develop in the KHL, had opened, and we talked about what his if he was going to go back, would the World Juniors be part of it? And he talked about the travel on what was going to have to happen. He talked a little bit about the travel that we don't get to see, what his team in Jokerit is going to. I think they're heading across the country.
It's a big league.
Yeah, so I think he's heading across the country. Their team is on a road trip. So again, we let him obviously make his decision, and we're 100% behind it. And he's getting good minutes in the KHL, and he'll be a big part of our organization moving forward.
And what was the thinking, KHL versus AHL?
Well, again, that's something that when we negotiated the contract, they wanted the opportunity to at least have that option and that choice. And it's not unheard of. It happens. I think, it just because it happens to your own team here, it's a little bit more of a newsworthy story type thing. But, you know, we liken it to, you know, being a 19-year-old sent back to junior. You know, once he gets, you know, sent or signed, you know, he's there for the season, and you watch his development from there.
And would it be your hope that he's a Winnipeg Jet next year?
Well, he played really well when he was with us. You know, from our standpoint, you know, he's checking off a lot of the boxes and was very close to staying. It was a tough decision, but we sent him to the American League to get some playing time, knowing that there was a deadline that was coming up. And, you know, again, collectively, we all, you know, just felt that it was right for him to continue to develop where he was going to get high minutes.
Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate these chats, and we will cross paths soon.
My pleasure. Thanks.